After a year-long trial and 55 days of deliberation, jurors in an Oakland police corruption trial were unable to reach a verdict on most of the charges yesterday. Three former Oakland police officers, part of a group that called themselves the Riders, were accused of beating and framing suspects while working the night shift in a tough Oakland neighborhood. A fourth officer fled and is believed to be a fugitive in Mexico. In a decision that has angered many in Oakland, the jurors found the officers not guilty on 8 counts, including kidnapping and assault. But the jurors said they were hopelessly deadlocked on 27 other counts. Judy Campbell reports from member station KQED.
On the face of it, it was a case about whether a group of rogue cops terrorized suspects. But the defense wanted to make the jury think about just how far police need to go to fight crime. Defense attorney Michael Raines argued that the cops on trial were scapegoats for a city that didn't want to admit it was pressuring police to lower crime the only way it knew how, by encouraging overly aggressive policing.
They focused in on these guys as four rotten apples in this great big barrel. That's what the whole goal of this prosecution was, is to focus on these guys, deflect the criticism of the city's policies, their practices, and what they're having all the other officers do. And you know what? It didn't work.
All of the victims and many of the witnesses in the case were African American, but none of the jurors were, and none were from the area of Oakland where the incident occurred. So, some argue, jurors may have been more susceptible to a noble corruption defense argument, that the streets of Oakland are so tough and wild that the officers have to be too. That's an idea that offends Lamont Saunders. He and more than 100 other alleged victims of the Riders settled a civil suit against the city last year for nearly $11 million in police reforms. Saunders says he was drinking a beer with friends when the officers planted drugs on him, beat him up, and falsely arrested him.
I went to jail for 190 days because of falsified evidence and drugs planted on me. I mean, I was away from my family, and now just to see that these guys just going to walk, some kind of justice needs to be served.
The attorney in the civil case, John Burris, called yesterday a dark day. He says the jury's indecision shows police aren't held to the same standards in African-American neighborhoods.
A non-guilty verdict is a reaffirmation in the African-American community that there's no justice and that the police officers' misconduct reigns supreme.
Oakland's police chief Richard Word agrees that the jury's verdict means the police will have to work even harder to develop trust with the community. But he defended the department's handling of the Riders and said the department will not tolerate lawlessness.
These officers are not working for Oakland PD. They've been fired. This case was referred to the DA and these officers were prosecuted. I think that should reassure people that we take this stuff seriously. We don't brush this stuff under the rug. We're not going to hide.
Chief Word said despite the jury's decision, he will not hire back the officers. The district attorney said he hasn't yet decided whether to retry the 27 counts the jury failed to decide. He'll make the decision before a hearing in a couple of weeks. Many Oakland residents say they're not surprised by the verdict, but a rally against it is planned for the afternoon. For NPR News, I'm Judy Campbell in Oakland.